Time now for sports on WDAD 100.3 FM and AM 1450. I'm Marky Bilson. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson has been ruled out for Sunday afternoon's game with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jackson hasn't played since injuring his ankle a month ago in a game against the Cleveland Browns. Tyler Huntley will start for the fourth straight game in Jackson's absence for Baltimore. The Ravens have lost five consecutive games and will need to beat the Steelers to have any hope for the playoffs and avoid a losing season. The Steelers also are in the running for a playoff berth, but like the Ravens, are dependent on the lowly Jacksonville Jaguars beating the Indianapolis Colts in order to qualify. Jaguars have the worst record in the NFL this season. They're 15.5-point underdogs at home. That said, the game is in Jacksonville, and as a visitor, Indianapolis hasn't beaten the Jaguars in six games, not since 2014. Here's Jacksonville quarterback Trevor Lawrence on what the Jaguars must do to win.
The closest way you can directly control the outcome of the game is for everyone to do their job and to play well.
But even without the playoff implications, the game has tremendous storylines. If Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt can sack Huntley, he'll tie Michael Strahan's NFL record for the most sacks in a season with 22.5. And as you may have heard, this appears to be the final game of Ben Roethlisberger's career. He may have his work cut out for him, however. Wide receiver Deontay Johnson is on the COVID list, along with cornerback Joe Hayden and defensive coordinator Keith Butler. The latter circumstance could require head coach Mike Tomlin to call the defensive schemes for the Steelers. Also, offensive lineman Trey Turner and Dan Moore Jr. could miss the game after being injured against Cleveland in the Steelers' home finale Monday night. Airtime for Steelers-Ravens starts with the noon pregame on WDAD. In other pro football news, former Penn State head coach Bill O'Brien will interview for Jacksonville's head coaching vacancy next week. O'Brien is the offensive coordinator of the University of Alabama, who played Georgia for the national championship on Monday. And
folks, let's get the fever. The bandit ball believer. We believe you're going to love bandit ball. Bandit ball.
Watch the dance. Do it again.
Former Steelers offensive coordinator Todd Haley is now the head coach and general manager of the revived United States Football League's Tampa Bay Bandits. The USFL is being revived this spring. Haley, whose father Dick helped create the Steelers dynasty in the 1970s as their director of player personnel, was one of four coaches named yesterday by the league. Ex-Houston Cougars head coach Kevin Sumlin will guide the Houston Gamblers. Former San Diego Chargers and Oregon State coach Mike Riley leads the New Jersey Generals. And 63-year-old coaching journeyman Bart Andrus will coach the Philadelphia Stars. Steve Spurrier was the head coach of the original Tampa Bay Bandits. It was his first head coaching position. Now, the Pittsburgh Maulers, along with the Birmingham Stallions, Michigan Panthers, and New Orleans Breakers, will name their coaches at a later date. Let's hear that again.
Folks, let's get the fever. The bandit ball believer. We believe you're going to love bandit ball. Bandit ball.
Watch the dance. Do it again.
From the snowman to the ice, the Penguins will put their 10-game winning streak on the line tomorrow afternoon at Dallas. Speculation has this game could feature the return of both Evgeny Malkin and Jeff Carter from injury. Earlier today, the Penguins cleared two roster spots. Malkin has missed the entire season to date after undergoing off-season knee surgery, but has been participating in full contact practices with the first team. Hear tomorrow's Penguins game against the Dallas Stars on WCCS at 1 p.m. The game will be on WCCS as IUP's men's basketball team, which is 11-1, travels to 4-5 Lock Haven tomorrow. Hear Jack Benedict give the call at 2:45 p.m. on U92. Red Hawks also announced Monday's game against Slippery Rock has been postponed due to the fact that Slippery Rock has had a COVID outbreak. Tonight on U92, it's United at West Shamokin Boys Basketball starting at 7:15. Sports brought to you by the Sports Boosters. I'm Marky Bilson.